Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here. And if you listened to yesterday's episode, I said I wanted to talk to you today about creating your own manifesting routine. And that's what I want to talk to you about. So let's get started. So we've talked recently about how important it is to have clarity about your desire, about what you want. So I trust that you've established clarity. And next, we've talked about how it's your focus, the focus of your internal world, what's in your imagination that manifests. And we've talked about how if your sort of focus has just been running on autopilot, that you may have to do a little bit of work to change that focus, right? That maybe bringing yourself back and disrupting, you know, where your focus is currently with manifesting routines or techniques might be what you need to do. And so one way to really make sure that you're doing this every single day and persisting in the wish fulfilled, and I don't mean efforting, like trying to make yourself believe it. That's not what I mean. I mean just actually choosing to do the focus work itself in your imagination. So you're going to deliberately choose whatever that is. Now, you can make any technique at all a part of your manifesting routine. It truly doesn't matter. What matters is that you're consistently choosing to do that on a daily basis at first. I mean, and that doesn't mean that if you miss a day, your manifestation is, you know, doomed to fail or it won't come to pass. That's not what I mean. If you miss a day, just get back on it the next day. If you miss 2 or 3 days, just start back over. Every moment you have a new chance, a new moment, even it's not even a chance, like, you know, you're manifesting, you have an opportunity to change your focus. So just go ahead. And I think a good thing to do is just set 2 or 3 times a day that you're going to deliberately, you're going to choose on purpose to go into your internal world. And you can do that a number of ways. You can do that, you know, with any number of techniques. But you're going to just sort of set that time aside where you're not going to engage in other activities. And you're going to deliberately focus on what you want. So a good routine could be that in the morning, as soon as you wake up, you set aside 5 minutes to do affirmations. And then at lunchtime, you get out a scripting journal and you script for a few minutes. And then at night before you go to bed, you do an inner conversation. That's an example of a routine. Now, you don't have to choose to do that routine. That's just an example. It could easily be something else. So what's important, what I want to get across to you here is that doing a routine, it can be a key to your success. So this is me telling you exactly what to do. 2 or 3 times a day, set aside 5 to 10 minutes, it doesn't have to be long, to go into your internal world either through meditation or through just calming your mind and going in and doing inner conversation or doing some scripting or doing some affirmations. It truly doesn't matter what you pick, whatever appeals to you, whatever you want to do, do that 2 or 3 times a day with something that focuses you on the wish fulfilled, on your wish fulfilled. And some things just to make sure you're looking out for are like that your affirmation or however you're focusing really truly is the end result that you want. And that after you come out of those focusing sessions, the rest of the day, you're kind of attending to your life, the life that you have, whatever it looks like currently. And that you're in your mind, you're not going back to whatever it was you did in your imagination and sort of negating that by being like, oh gosh, well, but my specific person doesn't love me. Or some sort of affirmation, even though it's just a thought, you've done your deliberate focusing work, don't go back and unintentionally undo the focusing work that you've done. So anytime it comes into your mind, just kind of briefly touch base with maybe an affirmation or something like that, and then move on with your day and your life. So I hope that helps, and that is just an example of a manifesting routine. And may you manifest exactly what you want in 2024.